Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from June 17th through the 24th. What a week ahead we have. A lot of changes and shifts. And here's the basic rundown of what we have going on. We have Mercury stationing retrograde June 17th. We have a very powerful mega eclipse at 0 degrees of Cancer. Right after the sun moves into Cancer, it has this pow energy coming through. Then we also have over the next week, Neptune stationing retrograde. That's June 22nd at 21 degrees of Pisces. We have Venus stationing direct on June 24th at 5 degrees of Gemini. And we have shifts occurring at a very high level in our energy fields. It's really expansive energy that is coming in and coming through that can make you feel ungrounded, extra emotional, out of touch with your body, a sense of being very hungry, disruptive sleep, not being able to sleep because you feel the energies, you feel, especially in a particular chakra, that buzziness or even that sense of something pulsing around you. So needless to say, it's a very active week. And this means that it's really good to go slow with yourself right now, particularly with this Mercury retrograde in Cancer. It is starting at 15 degrees of Cancer. And it's really looking at what has been progressing within you that you didn't catch the first time. Every Mercury retrograde is an opportunity to slow down, check in, get organized, look at what's in front of you, be sure that your energy is going towards your priorities, to what matters to you, and to come back to yourself. I happen to love Mercury retrograde periods. I tend to get caught up on things, and I have these little routines that I do for every Mercury retrograde. For example, I go through my phone and I look at what apps I no longer use or no longer need. All these apps are collecting data anyways, and I'm like, I don't need this on my phone. So I get rid of apps. I update any email list that I'm subscribed to that I haven't opened their email in a really long time, especially, for example, retail or travel or food, whatever emails are out there. I get caught up on those. I get caught up on all of my tasks that I know I need to get done, but I haven't had time. So how can you make the most of Mercury retrograde so that you welcome it? You welcome the slowdown. You welcome the opportunity to reconnect and focus on some things that maybe didn't have your attention previously. This is how we can be very conscious with our intentions and make the most of these potentials and opportunities when they come in. Mercury retrograde in Cancer is going to bring us back into our heart. Every time Mercury is in a water sign, it opens up how we really feel about something, not just what we think about it or what's been swirling around in our minds, but how does this really feel? Does this feel true for me? Does this feel accurate? Does this feel like something I want to put time, energy, and emotion towards? So keep in mind that as this Mercury travels through Cancer, Cancer is ruled by the moon, and the moon is the ebbs and flows. And so there can also be a heightened moodiness, inconsistency, a sense of, well, today I want this, but tomorrow I want that. And it's just part of the openness of being in the flow. So allow this Mercury retrograde in Cancer to put you into a flow of acceptance, an acceptance of how you feel, an acceptance of today's energy, an acceptance of what's in front of you, whatever that means for you. If you can be in the flow, knowing that things are meant to shift and change, it's going to keep you able to shift and change with these changes. And it's funny because as I was preparing for today's podcast, I thought, I hope I don't say the word changes too much, but I probably will. So with this week, we're really looking at openings. Openings into what is next for you. Openings into what resonates with you now that maybe has been on the back burner or something that you weren't sure if it was truly what you wanted. Because this mega eclipse, which is the biggest eclipse of 2020, is bringing in these higher energies. It's bringing in a sense of moving into the next chapter, the next phase, the next energy. And eclipses last in different timelines. So this download of energy at 0 degrees of Cancer is incredibly powerful because it's at the 0 degree point of a cardinal sign, which is an initiation of energy. And so we also have, in addition to the eclipse, we have the initiation of summer in the northern hemisphere and the initiation of winter in the southern hemisphere. And it's an initiation of the changing of seasons. So apply this to the eclipse energy. We're changing seasons in our lives. There's a season of change here that's beginning, and it's going to bring in new energies and a new movement forward that is connected to what you love, what you want, what matters to you, what's in your heart. So you want to find where 0 degrees of Cancer is in your natal chart, and that is the house placement where this energy will be coming in and coming through. Again, it is a beginning point, and I feel like we've been crossing this very interesting bridge between the completions and endings of not only 2020, but you could say the past decade. And now this eclipse is going to move us forward into the next chapter and the next timeline of possibilities. And it feels so strong, like a very strong current of energy, almost like a big tidal wave that you're riding. Okay, you're riding the tidal wave and it's carrying you forward. But there's still these things that require our time, energy, and attention that we can't just let go of. So there's this very interesting overlap of energy where you could feel yourself split, where you have this one area of your life that you're taking care of, you're finishing up, you got to get things together. And then you have this next area of your life that's coming in, and it's coming in to focus in a very interesting way, because it could almost feel like it comes in and then it goes back out. It's sort of like a camera lens that zooms in and zooms out. And it's a bit of this, the energy is coming in, the new stuff is coming in, but it's not quite here yet. And one way to look at this is through the energy of what you're moving towards. And this could be in any or all areas of your life. And I was just speaking with a friend of mine who wants to move, and she's ready for her next place. And she wants to find a place that has these certain checklist of requirements, which we all have. And we were talking about how what's really exciting about moving, whether that's moving into a new home, a new place, a new profession, any kind of movement, is that the reason why you're ready to move is because what you want already exists. It's already there. It's already waiting for you. And energetically, you could be feeling that. You could be feeling that, aha, I know I'm meant to move to a different place or to a new profession, a new industry, and I sense it, but I don't see it yet. So that's part of what's happening here, is that we're getting these energetic pulls forward because what we want next already exists and it's waiting for us. But there's these steps we have to go through, especially with a Mercury retrograde and a Venus retrograde. That means there might be a few more side steps. Instead of walking a straight path and being, you know, one foot in front of the other, it could be like you're sidestepping, which is funny because that's also connected with the Cancer energy, Cancer being the crab, and the crab moves sideways. So there's this energy of, okay, the movement could be sideways, but it's still forward movement into what you want next, which is being lined up. Of course, the sun also enters Cancer and reinforces this focus on what feels correct for you, what feels like home, what feels like a perfect energetic fit for you. And the sun will enter Cancer on June 20th at 5:43 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And then shortly thereafter, we have this mega eclipse. And all of this energy that's now going to be in Cancer with the Mercury retrograde, the sun, and the moon is really bringing us back to the truth in our hearts of what really matters. And one of the beautiful things about Cancer energy is that it will connect you to how you truly feel and what you truly need before external energies come in and shift or alter those needs. Because the Cancer energy, it's the first water sign. It's our first feeling experience. It's connected with your home environment when you were growing up. It's connected with the mother or motherhood. It's connected with how you feel in a very private internal manner. And so we're looking at, well, how does this really feel before anything else intrudes or intercepts what I feel and what I need? So there's a purity in this Cancer energy when you tune in at that level. When you go in and say, this is really how I feel about something, it's connecting you with a deeper layer of your own truth. And then you can create exactly what you want because it feels right. So we're all going to have our feelers out, and that can be good or bad, right? Like, we can be feeling it from other people. Cancer can be reactionary or defensive. It can be afraid of being too vulnerable. It's where we want to be very protective at times, to not let anyone see those soft, mushy parts inside of us. So there's an energy here of moving into our hearts, moving into these softer places, and allow yourself to soften. Allow yourself to even sit back, you know, drop your shoulders, relax your spine, and just open up. When you can physically open up, when you can energetically open up, it gives your body messages that you're safe. And so this is an interesting connection here, because it can be something that we don't do enough, is to simply remind yourself, I'm safe. I'm safe in my body. I'm safe in my energy. I'm safe in my aura. I'm safe in my feelings. I'm safe in my thoughts. And the more that you say that word, the more that you also physically feel that, it will hit you at a cellular level. Your body's going to feel it. Your energy field's going to open up and relax. And again, it's going to give you a much needed break from everything perhaps that's been happening. But it's also going to remind you that you are safe on your journey. You are safe in this lifetime. You are safe at a deep soul level. And that alone can be very empowering. So I hope that gives you a good sense of what this energy supports and where you can go next when you travel with that sense of trusting how you feel, trusting your needs, and remembering that you're safe to be yourself. So also at this time, we have Mars in the final degrees of Pisces. As I do this show on June 17th, Mars is at 23 degrees of Pisces, and we'll enter Mars on June 28th. So these last degrees of Pisces are the completion of a journey, the endings, the neutrality, the voidness. There's a void as Mars moves through these final degrees of Pisces, because not only is it the end of an astrological sign, but it's the end of the full zodiac. And so Mars has been through a big journey over the past 2 years. Mars takes 2 years to go through all 12 astrological signs, and that's due to the retrograde. And so here at these last degrees of Pisces, there can be this sense of energy coming off, things being removed. And it's like taking off a coat, but it's energetically a removal that can also feel like a silence of self, a silence of the ego, not knowing what you want next, not knowing what you're ready for, not knowing if or when something is going to show up. There can be a lot of discouragement and doubt at the lower expressions of Mars and Pisces, because Mars wants to be in charge. He wants to take action. He wants to figure it out. But here, his human will is at the mercy of spiritual will. And the spiritual will is saying, it's time to take a break. It's time to be in a place of complete surrender to yourself. Surrender to yourself and allow your higher self to come in and give you messages, give you energy, give you information right now, because this is what is strongly supported. You can get these downloads of spiritual assistance. You can get this feeling of, I'm okay. Things are lining up, and all I have to do right now is let myself off the hook and take a break. So if you can do that, it's going to help you, again, flow and glide through these energies and not put too much expectation or pressure on yourself to do something, make it happen, figure it out. That's really not supported right now. The energies are quite feminine and they're in this place of allowing what is and trusting what energetically feels right for you. And I'm getting the image of a hang glider. And it's that sense of, okay, I'm just going to move with the wind and move with the breeze and allow that to carry me, even though there's parts of you that might want to be active and get things done. There's just this stronger energy of allowance right now that I feel is helping people understand where they've been too much in their unconscious energies of overdoing, overperforming, and overfunctioning. Now, I just did a show for you on Mars in Aries, part one, talking about what's going to be happening as Mars moves into Aries and how we are not only initiating new areas of our life, but we're also doing this recalibration of our masculine and our feminine energies. And I have part two for you that I'm going to release on June 18th. That's Thursday, June 18th. And in part two, I got these visuals around what is happening at a heart level within the masculine energies. And I talked about it in terms of men or those who feel strongly masculine. But this is working with all of us. And it's the expansion of a heart energy that we're going to travel with going forward. So I talk about that more in part two. I also talk about what was shut down in you before the age of seven. And seven's important because not only is that related to brain development time, but it's also related to the first time that natal Saturn is squared by transiting Saturn. So there's usually something that matures us at 7 years of age. So we take all these pieces together and you're opening up to more of your energy field that you had closed down or turned off. And now this expansion is happening where people are going to be more fully in their power. And it's also an expansion of their creative power, their inspiration, their self-expression, what the passion is, what you really love, not what you think you have to do. So all of this I talk about in part two, but this is really important to understand because what is happening with this eclipse? It's ushering you into this new chapter of self where you meet new parts of yourself and you're being asked to unconditionally love these parts of yourself and to be your own mother or to even perhaps visualize an archetype of a mother figure that strongly resonates with you. And so, for example, this could be Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, any of the archetypal energies that feel like unconditional love for you and help you feel, again, supported and safe as the second half of 2020 moves in and we go into some new parts of our journeys that are going to require us to be different, to be really aware of ourselves. And I feel too, like with this strong water energy right now of Mercury, the Sun, and Mars in water signs, not to mention Neptune in Pisces, there's a focus on healing right now. Healing emotionally. These emotional wounds, these emotional parts of ourselves that we don't always want to look at, there can be an opening here into simply loving yourself, loving your emotional process, loving how you move through life, how you move through your day. And the healing energy here, it has that strong flow to it. It's almost like if you were to start working on a particular issue to heal it, it could happen quickly where you're not doing something for months or years. I feel like it's measured in weeks. And that's because of the raised frequency of the energies right now, but also because of how many of you have really been through a lot and you know yourself. You know yourself so well. You know your process. You know what you need. It's like there's this acceleration of energies that's going to help you move through anything that perhaps has come up in the feminine energies It's interesting. Like this feels very feminine around, again, maybe it's the safety, but also the parts of yourself that you couldn't trust, or that you silenced, or that you felt shame about, or that were not accepted by your family, that weren't okay in your culture and your belief system. There's been a silencing because there was no place to put it. And this is so funny. I see somebody walking into a kitchen, like holding a casserole dish, and there's like nowhere to put it. There's no room on the counter. There's no room over here. It's like, where do I put this? I don't have anywhere to put this. There's no space for this gift I have of what I made, of what I created. And like the only place to put it was in the trash. So then you just throw away this beautiful casserole. That's the kind of energy that I'm feeling around this. It's like, wait a minute, I didn't want to throw that away. No, I want that. That's a part of me. And something that's important too is that for anything that you're healing or you're going through recovery, right? Like we say that word, we're going through a certain trauma recovery, or you're going through childhood recovery or some kind of recovery energy. The key part of that word is that you're recovering something, you're rediscovering it, right? Like you're bringing it back in. You're saying, oh, wait, I don't want this outside of me. I want this here with me. I'm going to go get it again and bring it in to recover it into my energy, to really own it and love it. So that's part of what this energy is as well, is like that's part of this new chapter, is in what you have rediscovered and recovered in yourself that you really love about yourself. I feel that strongly related to this Mars in Pisces energy that is a void, a silence, a listening energy. It's very receptive. It's that what comes in, the messages that come in, take note of them, take stock. And the Pisces energy always relates strongly to our dreams, to other dimensions, to where energy is transmuted into other places and timelines and other forms. And so you could feel that coming in too, that you get very strong messages in your dreams. You get things showing up, whether those are themes or particular images or objects. There's something about the dream work, the dream messages right now, that could be connecting you to a part of yourself that you're ready to really understand. Now, this energy is also emphasized with Neptune preparing to station retrograde. And this is happening, as I said, on June 22nd, and it's occurring at 21 degrees of Pisces. So Neptune stationing retrograde actually has a very big energetic influence. The energy, in fact, usually happens 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after the exact retrograde date. So we're already in this energy. I mean, you could just call it all of June and into July. Very strong Neptune in Pisces, and really looking at, what am I healing and releasing at a soul level? What has traveled with me? What themes, what information that I want to turn into something creative, turn into something powerful, turn into something beautiful? And this is one of the gifts of Pisces, is that it can take one thing and shift it into another form. So you take something maybe that was only in your head or only a vision or an idea, and you make it into something that inspires you, that fortifies you, that gives you a sense of this is beautiful. And that becomes a new representation of whatever that original form was. So take, for example, there's been something you've been working on for many years, a topic, a healing area, a theme, an energy, what have you. And you've probably exhausted yourself working through it. Now what you could do is take it into another form and have it exist in that form. So let's say you paint a picture that represents a very traumatic thing that happened to you, but you make it something beautiful. You make it something really lovely and empowering, and this is what you want to remember it as. Or you take a relationship or someone that you recently lost, or even a pet, an animal, someone or something that was in your heart. You take something that has been a form of grief and you plant a tree, or you represent your love for that person through something that you love, right? So you plant a tree, or you have a special house plant or flowers, whatever, that then represents to you this energy, but it feels good. It feels empowering. It feels like this is true for you now, And it also represents a completion, because the Pisces energy is all about completing something. So what do you want to complete on your own terms that feels empowering, that feels creative or beautiful, and it gives you a sense of release? Releasing what you've been through emotionally and puts it into a new expression or a new form that you choose. That might be something useful to think about with anything you've been carrying or working through, with anything that you want to honor in yourself, that you want to honor about your own journey. Of course, you can, you know, write a book, write poetry. It's very creative energy, though. Like, it's meant to be expressed even privately, right? Even just something you only do for yourself. But I feel like this is a big opportunity to be in your power with something and to love and accept yourself for it while also allowing yourself to move on and to move ahead. So know that we have support for that right now as we move through the seasons of change, and to be creative in what feels right for you at this time. So a few days after Neptune stations retrograde, we have Venus stationing direct on June 24th at 5 degrees of Gemini. So Venus is going to be ready to move ahead and move forward now after her retrograde that has brought her back to creating a new story that incorporates accepting herself, loving herself, and being very aware of her own sense of worthiness. So in your natal chart, Venus is going back to 5 degrees of Gemini. This is the first decan of Gemini. It's the first 10 degrees from 0 to 9. And it's the beginning point of a thought process in Gemini. It's the beginning point of what created this story in the first place. What created my perception? What information did I have? What data? What details? You know, how did this all get going in my mind like this? So here she is back at 5 degrees of Gemini, and it's the opportunity to rewrite or reformulate something that didn't feel good, something that took you away from loving and accepting yourself, and now to travel forward and say, you know, I'm going to think of it differently this time around. I'm going to tell the story to myself in a new way, in a loving way, in an accepting way, in a way that brings in what is correct for me now. And throughout our lives, we have the opportunities to always rewrite an experience or rewrite our perception of an experience. And you could look back on any time in your life, right? Any situation, if it's a career, a relationship, something with family, anything, just even your own growth process. And you can get a new, higher vantage point that is more self-accepting at any time. But I feel like that's been part of this big work of Venus in Gemini, is doing a double take and to allow something to stick, meaning you're going to have to repeat the new version of the story. You're going to have to, you know, remind yourself that, okay, wait, I'm not supposed to think of it that way. I'm supposed to think of it this way. You know, you want to be very conscious of where your mind goes, where your thoughts go. But this is meant to help you stay in control of the mind and stay in control of the unconscious stories we create that can actually be related to unconscious wounding that we had when we were younger. Gemini is the energy of youth, and it's the energy of our first experiences at school, of learning, the ways that we first took in our environment and how we understood information. It's about reading and writing and how we use our minds every day. And it can bring up some stories that were created long ago around communication, around anything that you thought, but it's like it was lacking more information. And what I mean by that is I'm seeing a classroom, and in the classroom, say there's 20 students, and there's maybe 2 or 3 students who need extra assistance reading or learning to read. And you could formulate a story in your head that I'm a slow reader, or I'm not a good reader, or everyone learns faster than me, or everyone does this better than me. And it then creates this, it's like a verbal repetitive wounding, or a story around how you learn that's different from other people, when the truth is, you just might need a little bit more time or individual attention. You might need the tutoring or just the one-on-one, but that doesn't mean you're not good at reading or that you're not smart or that you can't understand information. It's like we can create these limited stories in ourselves that we carry with us for a really long time. And I feel like this is really important to know, because not only is it about, you know, Venus in Gemini, but it's actually about the North Node in Gemini. And I did a show for you on that, about what is coming up around our ability to be very intentional with our minds and in our thoughts, and how to reprogram stories, how to reprogram that thought process. So I feel like there's something here that we're learning to just love about ourselves, to love and accept about ourselves, and to not be our own worst critic, our own worst enemy, to not go into any of those messages that keep hurting ourselves, that keep reactivating an insecurity. So the more you can stay inquisitive and curious about yourself, the more you can say, well, why am I thinking that? Or why am I having that thought again? Or why am I circling in this? Like, to just ask yourself the question, to have these internal dialogues with yourself, you could get to some really fascinating understudy. Like, I'm seeing like the underbelly, like some fascinating studies of what's going on underneath that has been driving the show, so to speak. So that's just going to be a big theme in general as the North Node moves through Gemini. But this Venus in Gemini retrograde is looking at where to be softer with ourselves and more accepting. So a lot is happening over this next week here in the middle of June. And I have a separate video for you on YouTube that goes into the Cancer solar eclipse and how it is an inception degree, an inception point of new energy coming through. And this is very big energy. This is energy at a global level and at the world stage level. So we're going to see over at least the next year, big shifts in the world even more. I mean, you could say we're clearly in that right now, but this is the Cancer energy. And it's interesting how that, in a way, balances all the Capricorn energies of change that have been unfolding. So we come back to ourselves, back to our homes, to our families. And these are also the areas that can be undergoing big change. Again, you could be ready to move. You could be ready for a new home or a new environment that you call home. There's a lot here of moving us forward and to trust what feels right. And I also wanted to talk about an Instagram post that I shared recently. It's about the shift of energies I have felt in the past few months. And the shift has been at the Earth's atmospheric level of what has shifted on the planet. So obviously there's been a lot happening on our planet, and we know that and we feel that. But I've been feeling a silence, like a silence around people no longer on the planet, a change in leadership, a removal of some people. It's like this silence that is a void into neutrality, where there was once darkness and density. And this sense of not everything is what it appears, right? Not everything, especially through the mainstream media, is what it appears. There's a lot that's been going on behind the scenes. There's a lot that's been shifting that is not public, that's not seen, that's not visible. And this energy that I'm feeling so strongly has to do with this ongoing battle of the dark and the light, the spiritual war, so to speak, that's been moving through the planet. And then the cosmic support coming in for Earth's ascension, for humanity's evolutionary growth. And to describe this energy to you is quite difficult, but I know that so many of you are really intuitive that you feel it too, and you've been feeling it. But this silence is kind of like when you are in a home and you go into the living room and there's people everywhere and they're talking and they're chatting and they're drinking and they're eating and they're having a good time and there's laughter, right? And there's a lot going on. And then you leave the room and you come back into the room and all that's gone. And it's this energy of a void, but it feels like a neutral void is what I'm feeling, what I'm picking up on. It's a neutrality. And it's coming in waves, and it's been coming in for me, I felt it the past few months, but I haven't been able to pinpoint it. And I feel like it's very important right now as we go into this really powerful eclipse, because the shift that we're moving through is tipping the energy scale on the planet. And for a while, there's been a lot more light on the planet than ever before. And now I feel like there's going to be even more light of a higher frequency. It's like this new energy coming from the sun. The sun emits neutrinos and a lot of energy, a lot of light, a lot of heat. Obviously, the sun is the brightest in our solar system, the brightest force of energy. And there's been a clearing out of some kind energetically that has brought in this void or this neutrality. And it feels that it's even hard to put a name on it, because I was about to say it's a peacefulness, but it's even the void of that. It's kind of like that 0 degree point where before anything else is created, it's a 0 degree point. Something has really shifted on our planet. Something has been removed. Something has been permanently altered. And I feel like it's next year, 2021, that it's clearer or known. It doesn't feel known right now. So then when these energies are present, we have an opportunity to welcome them, to participate, to connect at this level of frequency, to also integrate it into our humanness of what does it feel like for you? And as I say that, I get the image of a really beautiful, sparkling bubble of soft yellow, and it has a sparkly energy around it. This yellow can certainly relate to the solar plexus, the third chakra. I feel like it's also moving, like it's very alive. And I'm seeing the purple, like that soft violet, that to me looks like the energy of transmutation, of the violet flame, of the energies shifting into a more peaceful, powerful energy on the planet. And a lot of transmutation has happened, because I'm seeing this violet as being very light and soft around the edges, like a lot of lavender. And then it goes into this very intense, gorgeous, dark purple. So it's been working at the spectrum of energies on the planet, transmuting, moving things out, moving things away. And I feel that there have been some, I'm just going to say removals of energies that are complete on the planet, and I'm seeing them being taken away and taken off planet, off the grid, and even not being given access to humanity anymore. It's really that big. It's kind of like this really intense root, like the root of a tree or something. Like, you know, you pull out an oak tree or something, you pull it out and it's so many roots, right? It's just been deeply, deeply rooted into the earth. And all of that has just been removed. And it has this huge opening. And right now, that energy that's coming in is the energy of neutrality. Again, it's the void. It's being protected. I'm seeing a protection around this void where the energies that left cannot come back and cannot try to intrude on the void. So I offer this with the understanding that it feels right for me. I hope it feels right for you. I hope it's resonating. But more importantly, I hope it's giving you an opening into connecting to this energy yourself, particularly in the solar plexus and even at the crown chakra. Okay, so that crown chakra being a place of the spiritual growth and transmutation of energies and how we are intuitively guided and connected to bigger energy systems. It just feels like there's something that shifted, and it's shifted us and our priorities, what we need to do, what matters, what is true for us now, new soul work, new soul purpose, new soul callings, like all of this is coming through right now as well. And it feels really inspiring. So again, if this resonates with you, then you can certainly work with this energy, the zero point energy of neutrality that's asking you to be very intentional and clear at what you want to create next. In your life, in your soul's journey, anything, I'm feeling it, anything from the very mundane, like you want new dining room chairs, to something really big about like the next life dream or the next direction in your career. It can be anything and everything, because now there's a clarity that's present that wasn't here before. And as I've been speaking, I also got the image of the galactic and cosmic support that's been circling around the planet. And it's so funny when I think about astronauts going to the moon and, you know, MK Ultra and things that people perhaps have to undergo so that they don't tell the full story, maybe of what they see or what they experience. And if they're interacting with extraterrestrials, UFOs, what they see on the moon, what they see on the dark side of the moon. You know, there's so much going on that's not reported and it's not going to be mainstream. But I feel like we've had a lot of support in ways that we won't know on our human journey. You'll only know at a soul level or a spiritual level, intuitive level. There's things that aren't going to be, it's like the messages aren't going to come through at a human level, if that makes sense. It's something bigger. It's a bigger energy. And I just feel like the planet has been helped in very prominent ways this year, but also over recent years. A lot is not visible. Again, it's not seen. It's not out there, but it's real. It's still very real. Before I sign off on today's show, there is an author I want to share with you who has written two books that came out years ago. And maybe you're already aware of these books. They're called Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. Both are by Robert Schwartz. These are books I have referenced, I think, since 2012 or so. And I really love Robert's work. And it felt very timely to share with you these books because they're going to help with any healing, trauma, parts of your life that you've been trying to figure out, like, why did I choose this in this lifetime? Why did I select this issue? And in these books, Robert talks about the pre-birth planning and also specific issues that we come in with to work through. Like, for example, physical illness, parenting handicapped children, deafness and blindness, drug addiction, alcoholism, accidents, like life-changing accidents, the death of a loved one. He talks about different kinds of trauma, different things that we're trying to understand or work through. And these, both of these books are excellent. And it turns out I bought them, okay, I've had them for like 10 years now. So I'm offering them for you to check out in case it's exactly what you need right now to understand at a deeper level. And I hope it brings you some peace and some calm. And I hope it brings you back into your power. And I do want to do a disclaimer that I know I share things on this show that other people create, and I do so without them knowing. Like, they don't know that I'm going to talk about them or share them. And I feel that that is, you know, a very authentic way to share with you people's creations and what they've contributed to humanity and what they have here to offer. And so I only share things authentically. I never get anything from it. I don't get a kickback. I'm not paid. I don't get anything out of it. In fact, I don't want that. I want to share with you things that I think are really valuable and really important. So anything I share with you on this show, you know, I'm not doing it to make money or to get anything from it. In fact, it's the opposite, where I like to surprise people. You know, and I know a few weeks ago I mentioned the CBD company, Jamfa, Loving Kindness, and they have awesome products. And they didn't know that I was going to share their work, but they're really good. I just want to do that disclaimer because I never have any kind of motivation other than to connect you with things that might help you or support you. And I'm not doing it for my own gain in any way. So on that note, I wish you a beautiful and empowering Cancer mega solar eclipse. It's a beautiful time to write out your intentions, to be very clear about what you want next, what you're ready for, what's in your heart, and what is calling to you. So I hope you make the most of these energies, and I am grateful for your time, energy, and presence as you listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. And yes, I am on Instagram. It's at MoxieMolly11. So thank you for joining me. I'll see you back here on Monday for another podcast. And in the meantime, have a beautiful journey. And I hope that wonderful things are opening up for you as we move through June.